USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr says President Trump has fired Jeffrey Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Manhattan, whose office is investigating the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. He also oversaw the indictment of Giuliani's associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, and prosecuted Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Berman had publicly refused to step down. President Trump is distancing himself from the decision to fire him.
That's his department, not my department.
The president spoke just minutes after Barr released a statement saying the president ordered him fired immediately, but the president didn't confirm it.
That's really up to him. I'm not involved.
Barr says Berman has chosen public spectacle over public service. Berman has indicated he plans to fight to keep his job, and he may head to Capitol Hill next week to testify before Congress about it. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A Latino man was shot and killed by a Los Angeles County deputy. Eyewitness 7 TV reporter Leanne Suter has the story.
Friends, family, and community members, you can see behind me here, are gathering for a vigil here near the scene where the 18-year-old was killed. They are demanding justice in a shooting that they say was completely unjustified.
I didn't even get to say goodbye to him, and it hurts me so much. I don't understand why they did this to him.
A heartbroken family demanding answers and an independent investigation.
Deputies say they were patrolling Redondo Beach Boulevard when Guardado allegedly pulled out a handgun. His family says he was working in the area as a security guard.
We had somebody keeping an eye on the front because we've been having people tagging up recently and stuff like that. And the police apparently came up and pulled a gun on him, and he got scared and ran, and one of the police officers emptied a clip into him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A new law making Juneteenth a national holiday is being considered by the House, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
An unprecedented number of U.S. companies are now giving employees off for Juneteenth, raising the hopes that the day commemorating the end of slavery could someday become a true national holiday. The momentum could hinge, however, on what the country's largest employer, the federal government, does in joining the trend. This date, June 19th, is not yet a federal holiday, and many non-black Americans have only recently become aware of the day. More than 460 major companies, including Nike, Twitter, and Lyft, have committed to observing Juneteenth, with the majority offering a paid day off, according to Hella Creative, a group of black creative professionals in the San Francisco Bay Area that launched an initiative to galvanize support for making the day an official holiday.
The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act moves to the House next week. The bill is named after the black man who died at the hands of police in Minneapolis, but some members of the House Oversight Committee say reforming policing will require more than just legislation. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
Racism is not simply a point of view. It is not a point of view or the actions of a few bad apples. It is as structural as the marble pillars of this institution.
In a virtual hearing, she says the bill that will come before the House is a good start. The Senate has a separate police reform bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.